Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. We will open up our ceremony with the second choice for a national anthem. Bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump get out of slavery coupon. You surprised to learn that the number two choice for a national anthem was the battle hymn of the Republic? You know, a lot of guys died to free the slaves. You know, the slaves didn't free themselves. A whole bunch of white boys had to go down there and save us all from sin. 700,000 of white boys on both sides. And there were some blacks also. African Americans. Some fought for the South and some fought for the North. I have a picture of the Louisiana Home Guard. They're all black. And the third largest slaveholder in Louisiana was black, and he was a bad man. So, all is not what the communists tell you. Thomas Jefferson was a great guy. And he loved the black woman. But you see, the communists will always destroy patriotic images. The first monument the communists took down was not a rebel soldier, was not a rebel flag. The first monument the communists took down was the Ten Commandments, and only one judge in South Carolina stood to protect God and country. And for him, they used the old communist tactic, assassination by ridicule. And they destroyed him, but he's still fighting, and he's all alone, and he gets no help. Because we're all looking the wrong way. We're looking at stormy weather. When you got a president that for the first time in American history and the history of the world is taking a shot to end the Korean War that killed 33,000 Americans, and you don't know one name. 33,000 Americans died, and all we got was a truce. And now he's going to meet with Kim Il-sung and try and put all this behind us, reunite North and South Korea, who, by the way, combined lost 2.5 million Koreans. And he's going to try and unite them both. And that's why South Korea wants to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. And if he pulls it off, there's nobody gonna hold a light to him. Yeah. And I wish him well. And the world wishes him well. He may usher in a truly nuke-free world. So, give him a shot, boys, and stop dragging, playing stick in the mud. He can't even get his people appointed. The Democrats are the monkey wrench in the gears. They will not let him survive. Both parties hate his guts. The Rhino Rats and the Communist Democrats. There's only two parties in the United States today. There's the Democrat Communist Party, infiltrated in the 70s by a guy named Gus Hall, who was the last communist presidential candidate. And after losing, he told his people, get in and take over the Democrat Party, and that's what they did. So you got the Democrat Communist Party, the Rhino Rats, and then you have the Trumpeteers, the little guy, the blue-collar worker, the trucker, the logger, the farmer. And you pig farmers out in Iowa, Trump's trying to get orders from North Korea. So stand pat, don't panic. And you'll be selling more pigs than ever before. Okay? Just don't come down and farm New York City, because then we'll have too many pigs. Anyway, El Trumpo is drawing Latino families. And of course, the communists are staging this caravan at the border. You see that border? What a joke. That's a border? I got better protection in my elderly community than they got down there. It's unbelievable. And it's really sad. And I love it when all of the communists quote Emma Lazarus, give us your poor, your tired, yeah. And give us your drug dealers. And give us your fentanyl distributors. Hang in there. I got a phone call. That was Google. They wanted to know how many guns I have in the house. It's unbelievable. I'm being watched all over the place. I can't believe it. I want to tell you something. I had a situation. I got caught in a snafu. I got caught in a con. I took a purchase order that I thought was legit from a well-known company, and it was bogus. And I had goods worth about $5,000 shipped to an address that was a bogus address. It wasn't the address of the company. And I fell for it. And let me tell you, man, I've been around a long time. But I fell for it. And I got a phone call from my supplier. And he goes, Tom, you got a situation down in Texas. And a woman just called and she said she got goods and she didn't order them. I said, you better do something about it. So he gave me her phone number. I called. And she said, yes. So I found it on my patio yesterday, and it's all multimeters. So I said, what am I going to do? So I call FedEx. FedEx says, it's got batteries in it? I said, yeah. He says, we can't pick it up. It's got to go by ground. So you gotta order it by ground, and it'll take 2 days for the pickup. So now I'm really panicking. So I said, what can I do? So it's a little small town in Texas. I called the police station down there. I gave them my situation. The guy says, we'll go over and pick the goods up. 20 minutes later, first I got to tell you, I called the FBI. Because it's interstate, right? Interstate commerce and criminality. I called the FBI. I emailed the FBI. And I gave them the whole situation. And I'm figuring they're going to call any minute. And 2 days later, I emailed them again. So they never got back to me. I figured they're going to call me and say, you got anything on Trump? Anyway, the cops were there in 20 minutes. They picked up the package from the lady. God bless her. And I made arrangements for FedEx ground to pick it up. And it was safe at the police station. Now I'm sweating it out. Are the goods in the box the same goods that were shipped? Or did they already make the switch? And it turned out that it worked out good. I got my goods back, and the supplier got the goods, and I got credit. But it really annoyed me. There's a local police station more efficient than the entire FBI. The FBI today, to me, they're two levels below the Mexican police. The top echelon, they say, there is a big communist woman who has been anti-American her whole life, and she's in her 70s. And she said on C-SPAN, in the presence of a KGB officer, okay, who was recognized by a friend of mine who stalks communists, okay, and he's been stalking them since 1914. In the presence of a KGB officer, her name is Frances Fox Piven, and her philosophy is to financially break the United States so that they cannot protect themselves and arm themselves and then destroy the country. That's her philosophy. She's a real communist. And she said on C-SPAN, and I'm sure you could find it if you go to YouTube, Obama, under the radar, has placed key people in key positions. Now, look at the FBI. Look at the Department of Justice. You think they're going to investigate Hillary's criminality and money laundering? Who are they going to send? The IRS? The Fifth Amendment, the IRS? All our key agencies, including the Pentagon, have been infiltrated at least two levels, because they know that the first level is going to get caught. They got another level underneath that could rise to the top. We're in trouble. We have been in a coup for 8 years, and nobody believes that. That couldn't happen here. Yeah. Did you see the building that went down in São Paulo the other day? Skyscraper. Luckily it was empty. There was only some homeless people in there. It reminded me, as soon as I seen it, I saw the World Trade Center all over again. Really sad. Really sad. We are very naive, and we are compromised, and there's been a coup d'etat going on for 8 years. When a moment of silence muzzles prayer, you know that we have already been taken over. Our minds have been taken over. Now they're going to drop the word boy from Boy Scouts. Yeah, so you see who's running the show. The Teachers Union. And I got to tell you something that's scary, and I seen it for the first time. The grammar school kids are under observation by the communists. And you know what they're looking for? They're looking for patriotic kids with leadership qualities, and they're going to break them. You don't think that's possible? I'm telling you, I see it. I see the handwriting on the wall. You have no idea until a cop car pulls up to your house and asks you, do you have any guns? You have no idea. 11-year-old kids are under suspicion. You don't believe that. I'm telling you, it's happened already. They look for buzzwords like explosive, gun. And the kids are so innocent, they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea. And this is going to become more prevalent unless Trump stops it. But this has been going on for 8 years. America is being deprogrammed, being taught to hate their heritage. You cannot make a rebel take down his rebel flag. And you cannot say that all rebel flags are race flags, because they are not. Only 6% of the South who served in the Confederate Army owned slaves. 6%. Do you know when the Southern Army got to Gettysburg? You know what was the first thing they found when they hit the town of Gettysburg? Shoes. They didn't even have shoes. They were running through the woods barefoot. You have no idea what price the South paid. And most of them were sharecroppers. That's one step up from slavery. But you see, the communists paint an evil picture of America because they don't want you to know they killed 60 million people. Yeah. And they closed all the churches, like the ACLU wants to do here. That separation of church and snake is all communist and bullshit. We got a long way to go. You got two generations. Let me tell you something. If you're an American, the only reason you are alive on this earth today is because of the greatest generation saved your life. Because if the greatest generation had lost World War II, there would be no America, and there would be no Americans. So every time you see a vet, say thank you. Especially if he's on prosthesis. And Obama paid the Iranians to kill American troops in Afghanistan. He gave the Iranians overnight cash, $1.5 billion to kill Americans. You know how many Americans died under Obama in Afghanistan? Paid for with American taxpayer money? 1,700. You know how many had their bodies shredded with Iranian copper lugs? 17,000. Did you know about one? Can you name one? You can't. You know why? The communist media covered it up. You know how they covered it up? They classified all dead Americans and wounded Americans as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. But when Bush was president, the last guy that died was at supper time on your TV, showing his mother. How does it feel? With the 19 reporters sticking microphones in her face. How does it feel to know that your son died under George Bush? And the first American to die under Trump, they knew it. But anybody that died under Obama was covered up. And that's how the communist coup d'etat works. So, just remember, before you knock your country, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
What good is magazine if it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Okay, we're back. Did anybody catch that communist correspondence dinner where they brought out a comedian, a so-called comedian, and she laid into Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Yeah, I call her Sarah Sanders. I'm leery of women with two last names. Like Hillary, Ratman, Clinton. Yeah. Did you see how they laid into her and they mocked it? Did you see all of the little suck asses in the sitting around at the tables? I saw Rion's Priebus there, I think there was one Quisling for Fox. But you could see who they were. They were all Democrats. They were all communist and Democrats. And they tore her up, and then they told abortion jokes. Can you imagine telling an abortion joke? That goes to show you how brazen they are. And here they're crying over 100 people climbing a fence. Oh, the poor innocent little babies, and they're cutting their heads off at 3,000 a day. Calling it settled law. Yeah. If you're a Democrat, you're a dope dealer and a baby killer and a flag burner. And an atheist. Because you threw God out at the last convention. Nobody knows that. Because, why not, Daddy? Because the media covers everything up. The media covers up the sins of the Democrats. And if you break ranks with the Democrats, you are labeled an Uncle Tom. Look at this Kanye West, right? Nobody ever expected Kanye West to try and get free. And he took a ride on the Underground Railroad, and he came out on the Trump side. And they're labeling him an Uncle Tom. Goes to show you how ignorant they are. Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom should be a hero of every black American. Uncle Tom was a big, strong slave working in cotton fields, picking cotton. And the rule was if you couldn't fill a bag by the end of the day, you got horsewhipped. And a fragile black girl who was sick couldn't fill her bag, and she was going to get whipped to death. and Uncle Tom took the lash. He gave her his bag, and he turned in her bag. And for that, he was horsewhipped. And that's why I say Uncle Tom is Christ-like. And the black community that's going to save the country is going to be the gospel people. Because the gospel people do not accept a moment of silence. The gospel people love to shout to Jesus. So, Kanye West is an Uncle Tom. And that's a compliment. So, Kanye, you're under a lot of pressure. I know that everybody is sitting on your neck. But you know what? Do gospel rap. You'd be the first guy. Get out there and rap for Jesus. And don't let them break you. Hang in there. Soon you'll be known as Blessed Kanye West. Mentioned that I had a friend that is a total anti-communist. He goes to all their meetings, all their rallies. He knows more about communism than any professor in any college. He has periodicals that go back to the infiltration of the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens, New York in 1914. He's a big paper saver. And it's not papers opposing communism. It's papers promoting communism written by communists. you mention a name, he can tell you. He'll give you their whole background. He has a saying, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. So every day they go to court with the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they chip away at the Constitution. 100 times they'll get defeated, but then one time they'll succeed. And they build on that. It is very sad. And that's what we're going through right now. So if you go from the 70s to present-day America, they have been undermining the people, the Constitution. I mean, even they attacked Thomas Jefferson. The snide remark about Jefferson is he liked chocolate. Well, what's wrong with liking chocolate? I love Melamars. You put them in the refrigerator. Oh, my God. There's nothing wrong with liking chocolate. Man, I had good taste. You know what I'm saying. Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Right now, you're too strong. If they didn't get you as a baby, it's harder for them to kill you when you grow. And don't think they're not thinking about it. Bill Ayers, a terrorist who is now a university professor in Chicago, a bosom buddy of Obama bin Laden, said and told Obama that 20% of the country will never conform to communism and has to be liquidated. So 20% of his country is already on a death list. And I told you about schools. Beware of the schools. Vouchers is the answer. Everybody, every kid, ghetto kid, barrio kid, neighborhood kid, should all have the option of a voucher. It's taxpayer money. It's not Communist Party money. Vouchers is the answer. So they said Jefferson liked chocolate. Let me tell you about Thomas Jefferson. My grandson is studying Sacagawea. Do you know who Sacagawea is? She was a Shoshone Indian woman. And Thomas Jefferson was working on acquiring half of the United States, which was being possessed at the time by the French. And he, prior to the Louisiana Purchase, he was waiting for the opportunity to buy French-owned Louisiana, which was half of the United States. Because it went all the way up to the north. It wasn't just Louisiana. And Napoleon Bonaparte needed money more than he needed Louisiana. And Jefferson made a deal. And he bought half the country. You talk about real estate deals. He bought half the country for $12 million. And he didn't have the money in the bank. He had to give him a post-dated check. My kind of guy. Yeah. So once he acquired the Louisiana Purchase, the government okayed it, the Congress okayed his purchase, he appointed Lewis and Clark to go explore it and map it out. And that's when they met Sacagawea, who was captured by another Indian tribe when she was 11 years old, and sold into marriage to a Frenchman named Charbonneau when she was 12. And when they met her, she already had a baby. And she had a papoose on a rack. But she could speak Shoshone. So they took her along. And if it wasn't for her, they would have not fared as well. Because warring tribes seeing the white eyes coming into their territory with guns would expect war. But when they seen them with a woman and an Indian woman and a baby, they sort of relaxed. And that made for good relations. And she is now on a dollar coin, Sacagawea. And my grandson knows all about Sacagawea. Now that's American heritage, and that's what should be taught. That's what should be taught. American heritage. Good, bad, or indifference. And as far as the rebel flag goes, 6% fired for slavery. 94% fought because it was their homes that were being invaded. It was their lands that were being confiscated. It was their women that were being abused. So, and now, after the Civil War, the slaves were free, and the South went to rebuild. And they served in every war that America has fought as Americans. And the cemeteries are full of Southern boys who died for the USA. So if you never fought against that flag or under it, you haven't earned the right to take it down. So having said that, we'll pay a tribute to America's heroes and America's heritage.
For the dear old flag I died, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother, precious lips to mine, oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart. Let me die in your embrace. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I died. Do not mourn, my mother dear, every pang will soon be home. For I hear the angel band calling from their starry shore. Now I see the banners wave in the light of perfect day. Though this heart depart with you, yet I would not wish to stay. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I died. Farewell, Mother, death's cold hand weighs upon my spirit now. And I feel his blighting breath fan my pallid cheek and brow, closer, closer to your heart. Let me feel that you are by, while my sight is growing dim, for the dear old flag I die. For the dear old flag I die, mother, dry your weeping eye, for the honor of our land, and the dear old flag I die, for the honor of our land, and the dear old flag I die.
Like the people say, united we stand, divided we fall. Those who divide us will destroy us. One for all and all for one. The strong must always protect the weak, including the unborn.
Thank you.
Okay, my friends, it looks like the show has run out of time. I've been jumping around from room to room. Let's see if I can give you a little tune. Nope, it doesn't look like it, so I'm going to end the episode. Here we go.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world. Springtime that makes the lonely winter.